Okay, well, I have a couple of scripture I want to give you, and then I'll ask you the question.
Okay.
Okay, in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
Okay.
Now, that means everybody, right?
Yes.
So all means all.
Yes.
Okay, in John 6:44, it says, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." That means no one can go to the Father unless Jesus draws them to the Father. That means no one, right?
Okay. I want to keep. I want to be careful that you don't rope me into corral, but tell me where you're heading.
Okay. My question is in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2, where they're speaking about tongues.
Uh-huh.
And it says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." How can no man mean something different here when it means absolutely no or all in the other scriptures?
Well, actually, if you look in the New King James Version, you're probably
okay.
Reading the King James Version.
I have a New King James Version here. Let me
It'll
open
say
it.
No one, and the understood subject there, Chris, is nobody present understands him. Let me see if I can give you a picture of what's going on. Every scripture must be read in context, or we can come to some convoluted conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
The Corinthian church was a melting pot of people from all over the Roman Empire. It was a seaport. There were slaves that were living there that were serving the Romans and the Greeks from all over the world. They converted many of them to Christianity. The church, because it was a seaport, it's like, for instance, now if you go to Vallejo or San Francisco, walking up and down the streets, there are almost no two people speaking the same language.
That's true.
And I go to church services sometimes in those seaport cities, and you've got just a melting pot of humanity.
Okay.
Well, people were standing up in the Corinthian services and were praying in remote languages that nobody present understood. They were unknown tongues to those present. And so here, Paul is chiding them for doing these things, for praising and testifying in languages those present do not understand. And that's why he goes down in verse 9, he says, "So likewise, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken?"
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the same chapter, Paul says, "I'd rather speak five words with my tongue, whereby, with my voice, where people might understand me and I might instruct them, than 10,000 in an unknown tongue." So the emphasis all through 1 Corinthians 14 is to speak so those present understand. So when he says in verse 2, "No one but God understands," like right now, of course, you're listening in Guam, so this may not be true, but if I were to say, "Sotik Malkorusia," well, that's Panapan for good evening, everybody. Not too many of our listeners, Chris, understood that. Now, you might have, because Panapan's not too far from Guam.
Right.
But that Paul is saying no one understands. He's just saying when you speak, make sure you speak in a language that those present understand. In the Spirit, he's speaking mysteries. He's talking about things within himself that he understands and his Spirit and God understands, but nobody present understands. So the word "no one" there means no one present.
Okay, one more question.
Sure.
Verse 14:8, where it says, "If there's no interpreter in the church, keep silent." So that's assuming the person speaking can't even interpret for himself.
Where are you now? 1 Corinthians
14? Verse 14:8.
Verse 14:8. You mean chapter 14, verse 8?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Chapter 14, verse 8.
Well, chapter 14, verse 8, I've got, "For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound," which verse is it?
I have the wrong number, and
tell
I can't
me
find
the phrase.
It right now. But it says, if there's no interpreter in the church, you're supposed to keep silent. So that must mean that the person who's speaking in the unknown tongue can't even interpret it himself, so he must keep silent unless there's an interpreter in the church.
Yeah, verse 13.
Okay.
Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. It just means let there be a translator present.
Mm-hmm. So we can assume that maybe he couldn't even translate for himself. Because it says if there's no one to interpret, don't speak.
Yeah, exactly. What Paul is saying there is if there's no one to translate your tongue, then it's not helping to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the main thrust of 1 Corinthians 14 is when you speak, make sure those present understand. That's why Paul says, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare for the battle? There should be a distinction in our words so those present comprehend what we're saying. That's the main theme of 1 Corinthians 14.
Okay, I guess the difficulty I have is the absoluteness of all have sinned and come glory to the God. No man can come to the Lord.
Well,
those are absolute, and this one's not absolute, and that's where I get confused.
Let me give you an example. Paul speaks about the gospel being preached to every creature.
Yes.
Well, does that mean that at that point, if the gospel was preached to every creature in South America, and every creature in Alaska, and every creature in Australia? Probably not. Paul, you have to read it in the context. I think Paul was saying that the gospel has been preached to the civilized world, or the world as they knew it back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that meant a creature technically would also be a toad is a creature.
Right.
It doesn't mean they were preaching to the toads. Paul is using sort of a poetic metaphor to say the gospel's gone everywhere.
Okay.
So be careful when you read these things in context. I'm not trying to negate the importance of some of these absolutes, because I agree with the two first examples you used. They are absolutes, that all have sinned, and that
right.
Jesus loves all, and he wants whosoever to be saved, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you, too. God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Incidentally, Chris, if you can still hear us, I've just written an article. We have a book out now called Captured by Tongues. It goes into depth in those verses that we just discussed. You can call, and we'll send it to you for free, a new book.
That number is 1-800-835-6747, Chris, 835-6747. Call that number and tell them you'd like a copy of Captured by Tongues. It's free, and the call is free.